This next section is talking about weathering a storm, because this is a real important key concept for men to understand about women and why they do what they do in a relationship. And as I've mentioned, feminine energy is all about opening up and receiving your love and being penetrated by your presence and your love in every way. And when you fail to penetrate them with your love and your presence, and you fail to let them know how much you adore them and you love them, women will close down on you, and they'll become cold, and they'll become distant, and they'll push you away, and they become, you know, emotional, they become bitchy, they get upset, they may yell at you if you go and you do something that they ask you to do and they're still mad at you. You think, what the heck, I can't make her happy. She told me to take out the garbage. I went out and took out the garbage, and she's still pissed at me. What gives? And you know, it's not that, and this is one of the biggest challenges that guys that are married and have been in a long-term relationship struggle with, is that they get to this point and their lady is completely shut down. You know, they don't know how to open her back up, and they don't really know what's going on. They start rationalizing, and one of the things they may start arguing with their wife or their girlfriend. One of the things I tell guys is that if you're going to argue with a woman, it is more productive to take a metal hammer and beat yourself over the head than to try to argue with a woman. And the problem is that a lot of guys think that, you know, if a woman is upset or their lady's upset with them, that they've got to rationalize, and they've got to say, well, I'm working this, and this, and I'm paying the bills, and I'm da-da-da-da-da-da. And they go and they start rationalizing all about all these things that they've done. And if, you know, and when women get emotional, because everything that they do is about expressing emotions and riding the wave of emotion, so to speak, in life. You know, if you're trying to argue with your wife and win an argument and prove your point, she's going to get more emotional. She's going to get more upset. If she's bitchy, she'll get more bitchy, because that's her way of saying that you're not making me feel loved. You're not making me feel appreciated. You're not making me feel adored and treasured like I matter or I mean the world to you like I once did. And that's why she gets emotional. So you got to understand that, you know, with women, it doesn't matter what you did last week. If you've been together for 10 years and you're the absolute perfect husband, and you've always courted your wife and you've always surprised her with different things, and this past week you've been really caught up at work and your job and you've been completely ignoring her, you get 0 points for what you did for the first 10 years. What matters to her right now in this moment is you are failing to love her and you are failing to give her your presence. And that's the only thing that matters, and that's the only thing that she wants. That's why when you do things that she says she wants you to do and she's still upset with you, what she's really upset with you about is that, you know, you may have told her you're going to take the garbage out or you're going to clean the garage out over the weekend, and then you didn't do it. And then you do it 4 or 5 days later, and she's still mad at you even after you did it. You think, what the heck? I did clean it out. What she's really upset about is that you gave her your word, and then you broke it. You didn't keep it. It makes a feminine woman feel unsafe. It makes her feel like she can't trust your core. It makes her feel like that you won't really protect her if she opens up to you emotionally, or that if something were to happen, that it just makes a woman feel uneasy around her, makes her feel not safe. And so the way to break through that is, you know, I'll give you an example that, you know, with here's another mistake guys make. If they come home and, you know, your wife or girlfriend seems to be really upset with you, and you say, well, what's wrong, honey? You seem upset. Oh, nothing, I'm fine. Oh, come on, tell me what's wrong. I said I'm fine, I don't want to talk about it. And when a woman says that to you, what she's really saying to you is that I feel really hurt emotionally, and I'm really upset with you, and I really want you to figure out what's going on with me emotionally, but I want to see how much do you really care. Do you care enough to break through all of these barriers? Do you care enough to penetrate all of these barriers that I'm throwing up in the way? Because if you do really love me and you really care about me, you won't go anywhere until you find out what's wrong, no matter how much I try to test you and how much I try to push you away. And a lot of guys will go, if she says, oh, nothing's wrong, and you know something's wrong, and she just says, oh, nothing's wrong, everything's fine, and you can tell by the tone of her voice that she's upset about something, but she tells you she doesn't want to talk about it, and you go, okay. And then you go and you sit down in front of the TV and start watching TV, and then 5 minutes later she may come out and start yelling and cussing at you and bitching at you and telling you how you're not doing this and you're not doing that, and you never take her out, and you never do this, and you never do that. And then a guy, the first thing he does is start going, well, I did this, this, and this, and he starts rationalizing, trying to prove his point. And women don't mean that stuff literally. They don't mean that you've never done anything for them, and you've never loved them, and you've never taken them out, and you've never adored them. The only thing that matters to women is what you're doing right now in this present moment. The fact is that you're failing to love her and adore her and treasure her and worship her in this moment. That's all she cares about. Again, feminine energy is about opening up and receiving your love and your presence. And when you say something to her and you know something's wrong and she tells you nothing's wrong, just don't worry about it, she'll talk about it later, or let's talk about it later, and then you go off and you do it and she's still mad at you. I mean, the worst thing you do is if anytime my girlfriend is upset, I'm not going anywhere until we figure out what it is, because I am not leaving that room and I am not leaving her side until I get to the core issue, until she becomes the loving, adoring lady that she is, and until she becomes my joy again. I'm not leaving there. And that's my way of showing her that I am committed. I really do love her. And that's what happens. Women will throw up all these barriers and tell you that they don't want to talk about it, and they're mad at you and they're upset about you and they'll talk about it some other time. No, you're the man. You have to be in your masculine, your strong masculine, and break through this test that she's throwing up at you. So great, Corey. I get where she's at. Now, what do I do? How do I do it? So if I come home and I'm happy and I just had a great day at work and I achieved these amazing results, I come home and my lady's pissed off and she's upset, and I say, what's the matter, honey? I don't want to talk about it. What do you mean you don't want to talk about it? What's the matter? Talk to me. I said I don't want to talk about it. Leave me alone. Go out and watch TV and leave me alone. And I'll say, I'm not going anywhere. I want to know what's upsetting you and what's bothering you. I said I don't want to talk about it. Just leave me alone. And I'll go up to her and I'll start being playful and humorous. I'll say, come on. What's the matter, baby? Tell me. Talk to me. I want to know. I said I don't want to talk about it. I'll say, come on. I may grab her. I may wrap my arms around her. I start tickling her stomach or under her armpit, or I may stick my tongue in her ear, or I just, pinch her nipples or something, or pinch her butt, and I may grab her and wrestle with her and say, come on, tell me what's wrong. She says, get off me, get off me, you jerk. I'm not talking to you. I'm so mad at you. Like, now I know we're getting somewhere. I said, so you're mad at me, huh? Tell me why. I told you I don't want to talk about it. I may pull her shirt up and I may blow on her stomach and I may tap on it like a drum and I may start going, I'm Henry VIII, I'm Henry VIII, I am. Tell me, I want to know what's wrong. Just, I want to understand what's the matter, baby. You're upset about something and you know me. I'm not going anywhere until I figure it out. I told you I'm not talking about it. I'm so mad at you. I can't stand it right now. If we talked, I just would get really angry. I say, okay. If she's, putting the dishes away in the dishwasher, I may close the dishwasher. She may, get out of here. Leave me alone. I told you I don't want to be around you. Yeah, I'll close the dishwasher and lock it, and I'll sit in front of it and say, I told you I'm not going anywhere. What's wrong, baby? You can talk to me. Tell me what's wrong. Tell me what's upsetting you. I want to know. And then, she'll start to say, when you left this morning, you didn't say goodbye and you didn't kiss me on the cheek. And I was, I wrote you this nice card and you didn't even call me during the day to say thank you. And I'll say, oh, okay. So if I'm hearing you right, when I left this morning, I basically made you feel like I didn't care about you because I just took off and I left, and I took that card that you gave me. I didn't take the time to open it, and I didn't take the time to let you know how much I appreciate it, and I didn't even bother calling you during the day to let you know how much I appreciate it, and it made you feel like I didn't care about you. Is that what happened? Yes. I said, what else, baby? Tell me more. How else did that make you feel? Well, it just really hurt me. I've been working so hard, and And, you know, I'm taking care of the kids and I get them ready for school. Then you just up and you leave in the morning and I do all this stuff because I just want you to know how much I love you and how much I love the kids. And you know, it just makes me feel like totally, I was so mad the whole day. I was so angry. I didn't get anything done. I didn't go to the gym today. I didn't go grocery shopping. I wanted to do that. I was just so mad and so upset. I just sat at home and I cried all afternoon. And I say, oh, baby, so I, what you're saying is that I really hurt you, and this ruined your whole day. You were so upset at me, and you say yes. And I may grab her and I say, baby, I'm so sorry. That was so selfish of me not to take the time to acknowledge you. And at the very least, I'm not gonna start, telling her, oh yeah, I got busy at work, but she didn't want to hear that shit. What she wants to hear is that you repeating, and that's, you notice I've been repeating back to her what she's been saying to me. That's how you create rapport with your, that's how she knows that you're listening and that you care enough to understand her and break through these barriers. And then how you really apologize, you don't just say, oh, I'm sorry, baby. The way I apologize is say, you know what, I was definitely busy and I definitely left and I had to get all that stuff done, but that stuff's irrelevant to her. What she wants to hear is, you're right. I was in a hurry and I was only thinking about myself this morning and I didn't bother to take the time to acknowledge the fact that you got the kids ready and that you got up early and that you somehow in your busy schedule found the time to write me this sweet little love letter. And it was I could have at the very least maybe shot you an email or something during the day and I didn't. And, if I really wanted to, I know I could have found a way to do that. And it was very selfish. And I'm really sorry, baby. I mean, you mean the world to me. I love you. I adore you. You know that. And, we may kiss. And I say, what else, baby? Tell me. Is there anything else? Don't leave anything out. Tell me everything you feel. I want to understand. And I'll just keep pulling this stuff out of her until I get to the magic moment where she goes, I feel so much better, baby. I love you. I'm so glad that we talked. That's the type of response you will get when you break through. And when I first start coaching guys, one of the things they say is, oh, she'll never say that. And I said, trust me, when you get through, I mean, you may have stuff that's built up for months and it may take you a couple hours, but when you keep at it, when you keep letting her talk and you just got to listen. Women don't want you to solve their problem. They just want you to hear their emotions and they want you to understand. That's another huge mistake that guys make, is they think I got to solve her problem. No, you just got to listen. She may just want to discuss or tell you about her day or what's been going on in her day, and all you got to do is just sit there and listen and repeat some of it back to her. It's like, oh, baby, you had a tough day. And hold her, be affectionate with her, love her, kiss her, adore her. And then, once she feels all better, even if you got stuff to do, make love to her there. That's all she wants from you is you. She wants your love. She wants your presence. Every single day, that's what she wants from you. That's when she gets up, that's what she wants from you. She wants to know that you are her, she is your queen. You are her king, that you love her, that you adore her, that no matter what happens, no matter how stressful you things are at work or how busy you are with the kids, that you still adore, and you don't do it through your words. You do it through your actions. And so, this is an absolutely critical exercise if you want to be able to maintain effective communication with your lady and be able to break through her barriers and her anything that she throws up in front of you. One of the things that's interesting is that I've every woman has a fantasy about being dominated by the man in her life. And when I say being dominated, I mean being dominated meaning where she can totally surrender and submit to his love and his presence and know that he's going to take care of everything. He's going to take away all of her pain and all of her worry, that no matter what happens, she can just dump all of her emotions. She can express all of her emotions, and he'll just absorb those. And that's, like I've been talking about, where you're pulling this out, tell me more, don't leave anything out. How did that make you feel? Feminine energy is all about, it's emotions. It's about expressing emotions. Matter. Incredible joy, incredible ecstasy, and it's also incredible hurt and incredible pain. Whatever those emotions are, you know, women want to know that you'll take all of those emotions and all that pain and that hurt and that rejection, whatever it is that she's feeling in that moment, you'll take it all upon you, and that you'll stand there strong and centered, and you'll love her and you'll adore her, and you'll let her express all that stuff out to you, and just absorb it, just sit there and listen and repeat it back and take it all in. And that's what she really wants from you. You know, that's her deepest desire, that she can completely open up and completely give you everything that she is, and then that she can just completely open up to you. And once you know, she's totally given herself to you, she can submit to you, and you can love her, and you can just take her and just make crazy, mad, passionate love to her. And that, you know, that's feminine energy. That's what it's all about. It's about opening up and just absolutely receiving your presence and just being penetrated by you in every way.